You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's January 3rd, 2024. No, 2025. And welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news and tales of a Gen X geek, delivered to you in 15 minutes or your next podcast is free. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today on this episode, I am going to be sharing my top five games of 2024. And before we jump in, though, to the big reveal, I wanted to share a couple of things about the upcoming year ahead. This year, I'm going to be adding a few new features that will rotate through the show sporadically, a few additional segments to bring, you know, just to bring some new things to the show every week. And it's still going to be mostly, you know, structured the same way. It's still going to be 15 minutes. Still going to get you in and out of here pretty quick. But each week I'll end with something a little bit different. I'll talk about each of them as they are introduced. But I wanted to share the first one now because it'll be debuting on next week's episode. And it's called Time Capsule. For a while now, I've been wanting to do more with retro games on the show. So about once per month, that's what I'm aiming for. I'm going to pick an older game to play and discuss and see how it holds up today. And I'd love your suggestions on what to play. Kind of my two stipulations are that it has to be from before the year 2000. That's kind of my cutoff for what I personally consider to be retro. And it also has to be something that's easily available for purchase or download on modern consoles. So, you know, if I can play it on my Switch, my PlayStation 5, or my Xbox easily, I'll talk about it. So I think it should be a lot of fun. I'm excited to dig into some old games. Tune in next week for the first installment of Time Capsule. All right, so on yesterday's episode, I shared the first half of my top 10 list. Let's just run through those real quick again. Number 10 was Botany Manor. Number 9 was Still Wakes the Deep. Number 8 was Senua's Saga Hellblade 2. At number 7, I had The Rise of the Golden Idol. And my number 6 pick was Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. So now let's jump right in and do my top five games of 2024. And coming in at number five is SteamWorld Heist 2 from Thunderful. This one was one of the bigger surprises of the year for me. I'd always been, aware of the SteamWorld games. I knew that they had a good reputation and a dedicated community, but I'd never played one before. So I really wasn't expecting to drop dozens of hours into what would be one of the best turn-based tactics games I've played in a really long time. You play as Captain Leeway, and you organize a band of robotic pirates to take to the seas and battle the Royal Navy and other pirates. Through each level, you'll take part in turn-based combat against your enemies, ricocheting bullets off of the walls, flanking your opponents to get the drop on them, and completing your objectives, which can be anything from grabbing the loot in a certain amount of turns to surviving a set amount of time before you're able to escape. The missions are quick enough to be great for short play sessions. You know, it was something that I could quickly jump in and do one or two missions after work before dinner. But there's enough depth that you need to put some real thought into each of your turns if you want to be successful. It's super fun, it's addictive, And the music from Steam Powered Giraffe is probably my favorite gaming soundtrack of the year. So here we are at number four. And first, I got to say, these last four games at one point of the year, each of them was my number one pick. So tough decisions this year. My number four, though, is a game that probably consumed the most of my gaming time this year, and that's Balatro from Local Thunk and Playstack. I don't know how many hours I've put into this game, but between the Switch and the iOS version, I'm going to guess that number is probably in the hundreds. It seems simple. You're dealt eight cards, and you need to use poker hands to reach a certain point total within four or so rounds. That target score goes up each round between a small blind, then a big blind, and a boss blind, which will throw a unique restriction at you, like removing all of your discards or debuffing all the spades, stuff like that. The real meat of the game, though, is equipping your jokers and playing with those. Using the coins that you earn by passing around, you purchase jokers, which can do all sorts of nonsense, like treating hearts and diamonds as the same suit, or maybe giving you a plus five multiplier for all face cards. There's 150 jokers in the game, and you can really play around. When you find a combination of cards that really racks up the points, it just feels so good. There's nothing like it. Add to that the ability to, you know, add cards with certain buffs, level up the value of certain hands, or purchase vouchers which have permanent bonuses. It never feels like you play the same game twice. It is infinitely replayable and infinitely fun. Okay, we're down to the top three, and my number three game of 2024 is Silent Hill 2 from Bloober Team and Konami. And this one was tough for me. Depending on the day of the week that you ask me, I might say that the original Silent Hill 2 is my favorite game of all time. I absolutely adore it. I have that infamous painting of Pyramid Head from the game hanging over my desk in my game room. And this remake from Bloober Team is, I have to say, the perfect adaptation by keeping what made the game great and updating it for current consoles. So it should be at number one, right? You know, doesn't that make sense? Maybe. I don't know. Everything works here. The visuals are haunting and grim. The music is as iconic as it was the first time. It feels much better to play this time around. Combat actually feels good. And the story is still one of my favorite video game stories of all time. So if it's a better version of my favorite game ever, how is it not at the top of this list? Well, at the end of the day, I guess it comes down to the fact that I've played it several times before. You know, Bloober created something amazing, but at the end of the day, it's an amazing version of something I know very well and I've experienced multiple times before. So I don't know if it's fair that that knocks it down a few spots, but it did. So this game, though, is incredible, and I hope everybody plays it. At number two is a game that had me smiling from ear to ear. It was a joy to play it with my wife. We passed the controller back and forth between levels, smiling and laughing and just having a great time. Astrobot from Team Asobi and Sony Interactive Entertainment. I had been asking for this game for years. I loved Astrobot Rescue Mission on the PlayStation VR. It was the best VR game Sony's ever made. And Astro's Playroom was a great proof of concept for what a full Astro game could be. And for the longest time, I didn't think we'd ever get it. Sony seemed pretty intent on focusing on the big AAA, hyper-realistic-looking third-person action-adventure games that have been paying the rent for the last two generations. Thankfully, though, somebody at Sony saw the value in going back to fun, family games, and we ended up with one of the best platformers in a really long time. Somehow, Team Asobi has captured that Nintendo magic of brilliant level design combined with fun abilities and power-ups to create a game that stays fresh and entertaining throughout its 90 levels. There's so much joy and fun and polish in each world that it feels almost impossible for a game to just work this well and look this good. The only knocks I could have against the game are that the PlayStation brand worship gets a little cringy at times. And it's missing a real personality of its own, I feel. I would love to see a really defined world with a story and cool villain to go up against. But from a pure gameplay perspective, it's really hard to beat Astrobot. I hope Sony learned from this release and we see a return to the type of games that made PlayStation so great in the first place. And that brings us to my game of the year for 2024. Any guesses? My favorite game of the past year was Indiana Jones and the Great Circle from Machine Games and Bethesda Softworks. This game spoke to me on a primitive level. It took a franchise that I have loved since I was a small child, and it brilliantly translated it into a game that just captured the look, the sound, and the feel of the series so well that it stands tall next to the best of the films. Like, I think quality-wise, enjoyment-wise, the experience, it's right up there with the best of the movies. It's got fun, Nazi-beating action that focuses on stealth and melee combat. It's got cool puzzles, giant detailed areas that you really get to explore that are all around the globe. Great characters, including a wonderful new villain in Emmerich Voss, and a perfectly cast group of voice actors. Troy Baker as Indiana Jones is great, and Tony Todd gives a wonderful, presumably final performance. Is it a little buggy? Yeah, you know, it still had, you know, maybe a few weeks of polish that would have ironed some of those things out. But there is so much thought and love put into every aspect of this game that I just can't help but overlook those few shortcomings. The story is exciting and it incorporates all the best elements of a great Indiana Jones tale, including the humor and the mysterious relic that you're chasing after. And after 50 hours, you know, when the credits rolled and that classic John Williams theme kicked in, yeah, it got me. It's just special. And it's my favorite game of 2024. All right, so let me try to do a little bit better with my 2025 predictions. I'll start off with something fairly easy. I think it's pretty safe to say that the Switch 2 is going to launch this year. It needs to launch this year. If not, I think something hinky is going on. But I'm going to say that it launches in June and that it's going to retail for $399. That's my guess. My second prediction is going to piggyback off of that first one. And I think that the big launch title for the Switch 2 is going to be Super Mario Odyssey 2. I think we get a direct sequel that uses a lot of the same concepts from the original game, but expands on them. I think the gameplay with Cappy was amazing, and I really want to be able to do that again. It doesn't seem like something that should be a one and done. My third prediction is that we see Ubisoft get acquired, most likely by Tencent. I think Ubi has been, let's be honest, spiraling for years now, and despite some successes, they've really struggled to have big hits that justify the massive budgets that these games have that are developed by a dozen studios all over the world. I don't think Assassin's Creed Shadows is going to be enough to save them, even if it's a big hit. Next, I'm going to predict that we do not see a new hardware announcement from Xbox. They've said that the work is well underway for their next-gen hardware, and rumors persist that they'll release some kind of handheld device. But I think 2026 is going to be the year that we get an announcement and likely a release for whatever that is. Finally, my last prediction, I think in 2025 it will become official that Sony is discontinuing production on the PSVR 2. It's clear that this hasn't been a big success, and Sony doesn't seem super willing to invest much more into it. So I think it's going to die a slow and quiet death with a late Friday press release stating that they will not be making any more of them. So those are my guesses for 2025. I think I have to do better than I did last year, right? We'll see. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch new episodes of the show Thursday mornings wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. You can also find me on Blue Sky or Threads by searching for Midlife SideQuest. So until next time, be well and happy gaming.